From Charleston, South Carolina, this is the Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA for Friday, May 27th. I'm Lauren Rico with today's report from the country's premier performing arts festival.
Here in Spoleto, we're lucky enough to have the Sottile Theatre, which allows an audience to follow dialogue, expressions.
We really believe that in opera you have to serve two gods, theatre and music.
Moshe Leiser and Patrice Corrier are the directors of Mozart's Magic Flute, one of three operas on the Spoleto lineup this year. There's more from them, and a jazz pick or two from Jack McCrae, critic from the Charleston Post and Courier. First, though, the director of the Bank of America Chamber Music Series, Jeff Nuttall, now in his second season, putting on the twice-daily shows at the Dock Street Theater. He spoke with Rachel Stewart about a break with a decades-old tradition, letting folks know what's going to be on the program ahead of time.
What's up with that?
Never in the history of chamber music has such a minor detail caused so much furor. We've been doing through this for 20 years, basically. Like, is it good? Is it bad? And so on one hand, the Menotti-Wadsworth model, which was faith in the music director and the players, that it's going to be good. You're going to like it, whatever you get. And that's a great thing. I really like that. On the other hand, I noticed, for instance, last year, Don Upshaw was here. And so I'd get people, so when's Don singing? What's she going to sing? And I could tell you, but I have to kill you. And so there was this weird, I felt slightly bad, because if somebody, for instance, you know, Dawn's just an example, but if someone's a big Elisa Weilerstein fan, and they want to hear her play, and they buy tickets, and they're like crossing their fingers that she's going to be playing, it turns out she's off that day, but the next day she's playing the whole concert. I think for those reasons we decided, and it's not a big deal. I mean, my only worry, and the worry is that people are going to look at it and you see Cage Chausson Piano Quartet. I'm not going to that. I've never heard of that stuff before. But that's going to be the best show in the whole con. So I'm worried that we might lose a couple people based on preconceived notions of what they're going to hear. But we'll see. I'm gonna definitely be taking active feedback from the crowd. So how many people here are not coming to tomorrow's show because I saw this and this and this and think it's going to be nasty? You know, then hopefully we'll have some honest responses.
The bird. Jazz events pick up steam this weekend. Post and Courier critic Jack McCrae will probably see most of them.
I hate to quantify. I almost said first and foremost, and I probably shouldn't, but I'm a big Diane Reeves fan.
Just wait and see.
She is the quintessential jazz performer to me, who happens to be a vocalist, but even including horn players. She's the one. So I'm looking forward to her. Festival USA has Trombone Shorty out of New Orleans, the funky party dance stuff. And I've heard recordings, seen videos, but I've never seen them live. I'm sure it's quite a spectacle, and I'm sure they deliver in person.
Frank Dominguez had a chance to talk with opera directors Moshe Leiser and Patrice Corrier at the Sottile Theater, where they're opening the Magic Flute tonight.
No Mozart was ever composed for a football stadium. Mozart was composed for normal-sized theaters so that the audience could see what the actors are actually portraying. And here in Spoleto, we're lucky enough to have the Sottile Theater, which allows an audience to follow dialogue, expressions.
We really believe that in opera you have to serve two gods, theater and music. And if one is not well served, there is one leg missing.
You can get a behind-the-scenes look at the opera and hear much more from the people we're featuring on all these dispatches at spoletofest.org. Give it a look, and you can find out performance information, too, spoletofest.org. And to wrap up this dispatch, a parting word from Bulgarian-born conductor Sergei Pavlov, who conducts an intermezzi concert Monday at 5 in the afternoon, a program including Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings.
Spoleto Orchestra is comprised of some of the best young players in the country. And the freshness that they bring to this music, I think, can be sensed right away and will be sensed right away by the audience.
The Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA 2011 is a production of Classical Public Radio, a service of WDAV Davidson and Davidson College. It's made possible by contributors to the Listen Live Fund, including Cynthia Tyson and the Jane Cook Brin Music Education Fund. I'm Lauren Rico. Listen again tomorrow for another Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA 2011 from Classical Public Radio.